Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So during this time between November 5th and December 8th, these 33 days, we're preparing ourselves to consecrate or reconsecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary by this rosary meditation where we're getting to know Jesus better. Now, after the wedding of Cana, but before Jesus goes back up to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover, that's probably the time when he delivers his most famous teaching, the Sermon on the Mount. And in that great teaching, he warns us against the destructive nature of lying when he states, "All you need say is yes if you mean yes, no if you mean no. Anything more comes from the evil one." So Jesus is teaching us to have a radical commitment to the truth. But what is truth? Truth is the conformity of our thinking and behavior to reality. St. Thomas Aquinas says, we can't do anything evil without first creating some false story to justify it. So Jesus wants us to live according to reality and not some false narrative, because God is the ultimate reality and we reach him by living in truth, by living in reality. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Catechism says that to lie is to speak or act against the truth, to lead into error someone who has the right to know the truth. And we are untruthful for really stupid reasons. We lie to avoid taking responsibility for things. We lie to make ourselves look good. We exaggerate or embellish the truth to make ourselves look more clever or intelligent. We lie to get out of embarrassing situations. We stretch the truth so that we can get what we want. Or have you ever noticed that when we tell a third party about some conflict or disagreement we've had with someone else, we always tell it in such a way to put ourselves in the best light. That's because whoever controls the narrative has power over others. So we distort the narrative, and we don't tell the whole truth. We lie. We skew reality all the time to get what we want, and we do so for really bad reasons. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The biggest problem is we lie to ourselves. We tell ourselves stories that are not true. They are not reality. And those false narratives mislead us to justify some sinful or self-destructive behavior. So what are the lies we tell ourselves? The foundational lie is that our identity and personal worth is based on some achievement or relationship. Pride is the beginning of all sin, and it's the way we try to validate our existence, prove our worth, and find our identity apart from God. When you think about who you are, what do you associate it with? Your profession? Some accomplishment or attribute, maybe some relationship, that you are a parent or grandparent. Deep down, we tell ourselves the lie that if we fail, or if our kids fail, then we are worthless. We have no identity and no value. And then no one will care about us, and we will be in want. And worst of all, we will be left all alone. So basically, we tell ourselves that if we fail, then we will die. And that is a lie. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And there are other lies we tell ourselves. We say, I can't be happy with this spouse. I could be happy if they would change. I could be happy if I were married to someone else. I need a new job or a new house or a new vacation house to be happy. You know, this year, I need to travel and have new experiences to be happy. Or maybe we say to ourselves, my situation is hopeless. There is nothing I can do about it. Or we say to ourselves, if this or that happens, what will people think of me? But this is not true. It's not reality. Why? Because no one is thinking about you. Everyone is too busy thinking about themselves. So why be paralyzed by an unreality, a non-truth? In fact, none of these things are true. So what are the lies you tell yourself? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus also told us very clearly, Satan is a murderer from the beginning. He was never grounded in the truth. There is no truth in him at all. And when he lies, he is just speaking from his own nature, because he is a liar and the father of lies. And Satan lies to us. He tempts us with the promise that sin will make us happy. But sin will always take from us more than it can give, until it strips us of everything and leaves us with nothing. God is the only one who can give you what you need. He's the only one who can give you your true identity and worth. And he's the only one who can give you every good thing imaginable and more. God is the only one who just gives and gives and gives so that you can receive and receive and receive. Because God doesn't need anything. Oh, he asks us to give ourselves to him, all right. But that just means to let go of everything that can't satisfy. God just wants us to drop all the stuff we're clinging to and go to him with empty hands and make ourselves a capacity to receive what he has to offer. Jesus said, if you make yourself a capacity, then I will make myself a torrent. And the book of Psalms tells us that those who give themselves totally to God, well, they shall be inebriated with the richness of thy house, and you will make them drink of the torrent of thy pleasure. I think that's my favorite passage in Scripture. Now, the lie we continue to tell ourselves is that we need everything but God to be happy. And what a gracious God we have, that he's okay waiting to be our plan of last resort. But the truth is that he's the only one who gives more than he takes. So give yourself to God by going to Mass and offering yourself totally to him, and give yourself to him in prayer, and give yourself to him by fulfilling the moral law, which is just your own design for happiness, and give yourself to him by doing good for your spouse and kids and grandkids, and give yourself to him by doing good for your friends and colleagues and the people you serve in your profession. And give yourself to him even by doing good for your enemies. And then receive. Receive everything in return. That is the truth. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, after reflecting on this meditation, what are the usual lies young people tell themselves? What are the typical suspects?
My first thought is, this isn't that bad. Like, when it comes to anything, being like, it was a classic line in high school. Oh, why are my parents mad about this? I'm not doing drugs. Saying like, well, it could be worse. Or, well, it's not that bad. Like, this is better. Like, a lot of young people are like, well, I'm smoking weed. I'm not doing cocaine.
Wow.
Little things where it's just like, well, I'm not a violent person. I'm not a criminal. It's like, well, you have set a bad standard for yourself. If you're saying, well, it's not like I'm killing anyone. It's like, well, I'd hope not. But you also shouldn't be doing that.
That's a great insight.
It's a genuine line.
That's a great insight, that, but it's not just young people that do that.
That's fair.
That I wish I would have put that one in the meditation. I'm glad you brought it up.
I really thought of it now.
This isn't that bad.
It's not that bad.
That's the way we rationalize our sin.
But it's kind of like that excellent analogy that John Mark used, saying how much feces can be in a brownie before you wouldn't eat it. any at all, if it was even implied, you wouldn't. If you're saying it's not that bad,
yeah,
so you're saying it's bad.
yeah and it's because we don't think through to the end what the consequences are.
Yeah.
And when we
what
do,
what is worth it to you? That, like, what is falling worth it to you? This is my update on, actually, you know, I feel like every episode now we get a little update on where I'm at with the YouTube issue.
I might win $100.
But that has worked so effectively, and I just discussed this with Xavier, why I think it's It actually might be the best way to help friends break addictions. Sit down with just a crisp $100 bill, slide it over to them, say, this is yours. If you fall, you have to give this back to me. Because...
Wow, that's a great idea.
To most people, that's going to be enough money that it's going to change your mind about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's a sacrifice that's worth making it for your friends.
Yeah.
Is that friend, is their well-being worth $100 to you? And
yeah.
Xavier was like, okay, but what if that friend just spends the money and they don't care? Well, for $100, you just found out how awful your friend is. And you're done. You've vetted that friend and it's... That's, I think, worth it, in my opinion. But the worst case scenario, you get your money back.
I love this.
Result guaranteed or your money back.
I love this strategy. I want to challenge all the men out there. Find a good buddy and give him $1,000.
Wow.
And then if he falls, he's got to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to help your friend. You want to help your friends out of pornography? Mm-hmm.
Genuinely, because this has been my response every time I pull up YouTube now. I look at, because I still pull it up. Like, it's still in me that I look up, you know, I type in YouTube, and then I look at the Explore page, and I look at something, I'm like, I kind of want to watch that. That is not worth $100. And then I move on, and I'm constantly looking at it still, and I'm like, it's not worth $100. But it just reminds you of what something is worth.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not worth your soul, but that's hard to visualize.
Well, you could do that for gossip.
Mm-hmm.
One we didn't talk about, because we've hit on it a lot, but it's so deadly, is the comparison we fall into on social media that
yes.
is a cancer to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my opinion, and this might be a bit harsh, this might be something people can open up a dialogue on, there's not a lot of use in social media. In my opinion, but I'm also an introvert and I'm pretty cold about this. Someone is either in my life or I don't need to know about their daily life.
No, I don't think you're cold about it. I think that you're dead on the money. You're dead on the money.
I have one thing of social media though, and I do like every now and then it does keep me in contact with certain people, but the only social media I use is VSCO, in which you can't see anyone's comments or likes or followers. There's no like stats at all. You just see the photos people post and it's more about photography.
Yeah.
But even then, like, I can get into places where I'm like, oh, I'm not going to post this because that reflects bad on me, instead of just being like, well, this is photography. I really like this art. But even then, like, it gets into my head and I'm aware of it. But I have had social media before and I will tell everyone out there, I have not missed it for a second. It was never worth it to me.
You dropped like a universal principle a few minutes ago mm-hmm. Social media. It's cold. What did you say?
No, I said I'm cold about it because I'm quite ruthless.
I don't think there's
any. I don't have much patience.
I don't
for
think
it.
There's any value in social media. I don't think there's any productive, good value.
If you care about those people and you want to keep up with them, reach out to them. Put in the effort. Don't do this passive way of keeping up with people.
Yeah.
And you're getting lies from them anyways, and you're lying back to them.
Yeah.
I'm very aware of it because I see it. It's so, even with VSCO, I'm like, I can find ways to be like, maybe I'm going to start caring about that. But luckily, because of the formatting, it's difficult to do and I can catch myself quickly. I don't think that's true with Instagram.
I agree. And I think what social media does that's so harmful, inevitably, it causes us to compare ourselves to others, mm-hmm. which is so unrealistic. We're talking mm-hmm. about truth and lies. Truth is conforming yourself to the reality. The other person is not the reality you're supposed to conform to.
Yeah. And it's not even their reality. Can't see it. You cannot effectively post like a clear image of yourself.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of it. It's not even how cameras work.
You are the only reality that you can conform mm-hmm. to. And I don't mean that in the sense of you make up your own morality.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is that God made each person so unique and unrepeatable. He didn't make anybody to be like anybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's
fair. So the only way you can really become you is in relationship with God, not social media.
Mm-hmm. I will say, this is so off topic, but it's so funny to me. This is, throughout this entire meditation, one song kept coming to mind.
What
and
was
I'm
it?
wrapping this back in. To be clear, I'm pretty sure the song curses, so I'm not advocating for it, but nothing more.
Which song?
Funny Little Creatures, he says. It's funny how the stories that we tell ourselves leave so many things out. Can I believe myself?
Yeah.
Such a good song. Has some pretty heavy lines. I think it's a good song. One or two curses, but it's a really good point. I think he also says something about, it's funny how I can give the best advice, but I can never follow.
Well, I think we should just go ahead and make a bold confession.
Yeah.
Possibly this band, Nothing More, is our favorite.
Easily my favorite band. But this brings it back to, I think there's one use for social media. If it weren't for social media, there was a short dialogue between me and Johnny Hawkins. And that's never going to happen
that's
in real life.
That's the lead singer of Nothing
that,
More.
I think my life might have peaked right then and there, just being acknowledged by Johnny Hawkins. But besides that, do you need Instagram to keep up with anyone but Johnny Hawkins? I fully believe that, because the first thing I did before I deleted Instagram was I unfollowed everyone but Johnny Hawkins.
I really love this conversation. I want to end with, I think it's a great idea to take some amount of money that it enough to hurt. It hurts.
It has to hurt, because there's nothing more motivating than guilt and greed. It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Or an embarrassment.
If someone else is just going to be greedy, of course it doesn't work. But again, that doesn't actually morally hurt you to lose that money. You are telling that person you were worth $100 to me.
And to you, but I'm upping it for a lot of our...
Yeah, I know for a lot of people it might be different. Either that's too much money for some people, too little for others, but whatever is enough of a hit to you and enough of an impact to them, but is also fiscally responsible.
Pick an amount that hurts. Give it to a friend. And then ask them to hold you accountable for the vice you're trying to break. Gossip, pornography, social media, something.
I think it's very effective. It happens so naturally, but I really do feel that. And the funny thing is, I might never spend that $100 because I'll be holding on to it, just waiting to see if I have to give it back. But still, it's there and it's waiting.
Well, and I want everyone to know that I gave you $100.
She's very kind.
And I hope I never get it back.
Oh, that's sweet. You won't. I hope I never have to give it back.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.